I'll be dealing with pursue, overtake, and recover all. Come on, what have I said? I once shared this message before, but it was in a whole different angle. And today we are taking it from the deliverance angle. Now, 1 Samuel 29, from verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together all the armies to Aphek, and Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. Now, first of all, I want to give you a background of what is going on over here. It is very important that you know this background. In verse 2, I want all of us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go read.
The lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the reward with Achish.
So I want to give you a background here, what was going on. So this point in time, King Saul had pursued to go and fight the Philistines. Remember the Philistines. There was a man by the name Goliath. And remember David had killed Goliath, a Philistine. Now, King Saul is chasing David to kill him. And David runs to go and hide in Philistine. No, you didn't hear the story. Now, did you hear that? Yes. A place where he killed their man. And he makes partnership with them. Because he was hiding. Remember, he was hiding away from. I don't know if you're getting it. And he makes partnership. At least you have a history, right? Yes. Now, go verse 3. Let's go ahead.
Then said the princes of the Philistines, what do these Hebrews hear? And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, is not this David?
All right, I just want you to stop there. So at least you have the history, right?
Yes.
You have the history?
Yes.
You have the history?
Yes.
Okay, what was happening here? Where's David? He's in Philistine. And then he gets into partnership with the Philistines against his own people. Because remember, he's running away. Now, the Philistine says, you know what? We will not keep you here. Because Achish was in partnership with the Philistine. Now he says, go back to your country. And the most interesting part of it is that David says, I can't go back because they'll kill me. Then they say, are you not the one who you killed Goliath? And women were singing songs about you. Are you not the one? If we go ahead in reading the scripture, the Bible says, and just continue, it says, is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which has been with me these days, all these years, and have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day. Remember, this is Achish, who is in partnership with the Philistines. Now, the Philistines have come to Achish to say, you are our partner, but what are you doing with this guy? The Philistines are asking the questions. Now, then the Bible says, and the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him, and the prince of the Philistines said unto him, make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the herds of these men? Now remember, David now wants to join them to go and attack the Israelites who were in Jezreel. I want you to understand this story here very well. It is very important. The problem is the Philistines have a curse. God wants them to be finished. This is the reason why even Samson was born, to finish them off. But David sides with them. Let's continue reading. Is not this David of whom they sang? Oh, you hear that now? Is this not David whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands and David his 10,000s. Remember when this song was being sung? Is when he killed who? Goliath. Now, in verse 6, now hear this. Then Achish called David, and he said unto him, Surely, as the Lord lives, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host, in the good, in my light. Okay, let's just jump there and go to the last verse. We'll go verse 11. So David and his men got up early in the morning to go back to the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. That's a whole story I want you to understand. But this is a big mistake. We'll see it later. Now, in chapter 30, from verse 1, all right? And it came to pass when David had and his men were come to Ziklag on the 30th day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. And Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with the fire. Who are these people who are attacking him now? In verse 1, who attacked his camp? His camp was attacked by the Amalekites. Amalekites attacked the camp. So David is having enemies. Israel is looking for him with King Saul. Philistines are after him. Amalekites have attacked his camp, where he camped in the Philistines. Are you following? That's the most important story here we are getting tonight. Because somebody here, you are going to recover all. You are going to overtake. And you will recover everything tonight in the name of Jesus. I can see a recovery tonight. Now the Bible says, now let's continue. So when the Amalekites attacked, they had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So the Amalekites, when they came, they captured the camp of David. David, remember, he has gone to the Philistines to help them fight. He has left the camp. And the camp where he left, there were his wives, children, and all his soldiers' wives and their children. As they had gone there, the camp was captured by the Amalekites. Now, I want you to see this. In verse 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with the fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. In verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Imagine all your children gone, all your wives gone. They cried, all their money gone, everything gone. They cried until there were no more tears. There is somebody tonight that I want to address particularly with this message. It won't go to everyone, but it's going to go to somebody who has lost a lot of things for the past years. And this person says, I need to recover. Oh, glory be to God. Now, there's a problem here. I told you before that the spirit of heaviness must not be embraced. You need to do something about it. Much as they cried, but David must do something. Now the Bible says, and David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. In verse 6. You there? And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Imagine your own soldiers. They say, you know what, sir? Today, we are sorry to tell you this, but we will stone you to death. His own bodyguards, they say, we are stoning you to death. Where is my wife? No, you didn't hear this. You think you've gone through problems. Like, I received the grace of David. Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you know what David went through? Can you imagine where your own people say will stone you today to death? And the Bible says, and he was distressed. Go back to the scripture. And David was what? It says, and David was greatly, in NIV, I like it how they put it in NIV. It says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord, his God. The joy of God is our strength. He found strength. And that's a problem we have tonight. Because somebody who has to recover, the moment you are stressed, you want to get it. And I told you, the reason why the devil put you in stress is to make sure that you do not recover. Stop stressing. Tell your neighbor, if you have a neighbor, tell them stop stressing. We need to get back our stuff. I'll get back my money tonight. Watch this. He lost his wives. All his soldiers lost everybody. Because at that period, where did he go? When he was losing the family, where was he and the soldiers? Answer my question, where did he go? David and his soldiers had gone to help with the Philistines to fight Israel. Is that the right thing to do? Answer my question. Is that the right thing to do? So the time he was losing these things, he was in a camp which was not supposed to be. Another group of Amalekites came and captured his family, his children, and his soldiers' wives and children. And all the goods, including gold and everything they had. This was the end of David. And David encouraged himself. Now, let's go ahead with the scripture. Now, the Bible here says, then David said to Abiathar, the priest, I love this part now, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod, or the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? That's the question. Come on, somebody say, will I overtake? What was the answer of the Lord? Pursue them. He answered, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. In Message translation. Then David prayed to God, shall I go after these raiders? Can I catch them? The answer came. Go after them. Yes, you will catch them. Yes, you will make the rescue. In King James Version, all right, it says what? And David inquired and the Lord saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Recover all. Raise up your right hand and make a short prayer tonight. Say, God, help me to recover. Pray, 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 pray. I'm telling you the truth. Something has to happen tonight. Something has to happen. You need to recover. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. There is something that is happening now. Say, I recover tonight. Now. So the Bible says, God replied, pursue, overtake, and recover all. There are three things tonight you want to look at. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. But tonight, I'll only talk about recover. Another day I'll talk about pursue. And another day I will talk about overtake. Tonight, I'll be dealing with the recovering. First of all, I want to tell you the meaning of to recover. First of all, when we say to recover, there are two meanings of recovering. If a person is sick and then he's getting better, what English do you use? The person is recovering. Meaning that there is a process of healing. So when I'm talking about the recovering tonight, I'm not only talking about the recovering goods. Even in your health, you shall recover from whatever disease and sickness, whether you or your children, you shall recover all. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Secondly, to recover, the word recover comes from a Hebrew word, natso. Some say natso. Natso. N-A-T-S-A-L-O. Natso. N-A-T-S-A-L-O. N-A-T-S-A-L-O. Natso. It means to tear apart. Mm-mm, you didn't hear me. To tear oneself. To plunder. To get back what you lost. It means to deliver something which was taken captive. Say, not so. Can you read more if you have the Hebrew Bible there? What does it mean? To recover means what in Hebrew Bible?
To recover in Hebrew is natso.
Okay.
Natso.
All right.
Which means to snatch away.
Mm.
To deliver.
Deliver.
To rescue.
To rescue.
To save.
To save.
To plunder.
To plunder.
To tear oneself away.
Are you understanding these words? So if I say we are doing recovery, we are recovering tonight, we mean we are not in a way that is negotiable. We're not negotiating anything. There's no negotiation. We are getting back. Now, I'm talking to somebody here, right?
Yes.
We are what?
Getting back.
We are getting back. It also means what?
It also means to snatch away, whether in good or bad sense.
Did you hear that? It is when you are. It doesn't mean that you are actually begging to say, can I get my miracle? No. Where David was, he needed, he didn't want, or there was no need for him to say, okay, please bring our people. You don't need to negotiate with the enemy. I want my family back. Am I talking to somebody here? Tonight, somebody should say, I want my family back. Somebody say that. Say, I want my family back.
My family back.
Yeah. You need to understand that. Some of you, your families have been lost. The enemy has captured your family. As I'm talking, there are divisions, there are diseases, there are things going on, happening around your family.
Yes,
you need to deliver your
yes.
family. You need to recover your family. And some of you, it is yourself.
Yes.
You are depressing. A lot of things are happening. You need to recover,
recover.
From the pain, from the shame. Somebody say, recover.
I recover.
Not so. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, I want to teach you something. We are not dealing here with Amalekites. We are dealing with demons, spirits, witchcraft, satanism. We are dealing with the powers and principalities, opinions of men. We are dealing here with what you're facing now, the pain, your family. There are things that are happening now, and you need to deliver your family and recover it. You need, as a person, you need to recover from all the things you've been going through. Listen to me. There are some of you here, you're hearing me. But you actually know what I'm talking about. That major, I really need my family to recover. A lot of things are happening in my marriage. We need to recover. There are so many things happening financially. I need to recover. I have lost things. I am in financial debts. I'm in financial problems. I need to recover from what I'm facing. And if you believe that you can recover tonight, raise up your right hand and say, I receive a recovery.
I receive a recovery.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Now watch this. Maro ke prada. Leki fra iyasu teke pacha. Jakisos. You need to recover. David didn't just wake up in the morning and he said, I'm going to recover. No, the Bible says he called a man of God. And he asked the man of God, should I pursue? Will I overtake? And will I recover? The man of God says, indeed, pursue. You will overtake and you're going to recover. It is exactly with you. Today, me as Major One, I have come to tell you to say, indeed, pursue. You're going to overtake and you're going to recover. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. It's not something you are thinking now, or you woke up in the morning and you say, I'm recovering. No, it is what a man of God is telling you to say, you're going to recover. That business you lost, you're going to recover it. I don't care how much money you lost in life, you shall recover all. I say you shall recover all. I say you shall recover all. I'm talking to somebody here. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Tell the neighbor next to you, you shall recover all.
You shall recover
all. Say, it's not a preaching.
It's not a preaching.
The man of God.
The man of God.
From the effort. He's telling you now.
He is telling you now.
The Bible says, David called a man of God to bring the effort. And they said, would I pursue? The man of God answered. And David didn't say, and Abiathar said. He said, and God said. He didn't say man of God, he said. David took it personal. He didn't see the man talking. He heard God talking from the voice of Abiathar. Am I speaking to somebody here? As I'm preaching now, there is someone hearing God while others are hearing Major One talking. God says you shall recover.
Yes.
God says you shall recover. You shall recover. In your healing, you shall recover. From that disease, you shall recover. From your financial loss, you shall recover. From the divisions in your family, you shall recover. In your loss, you shall recover. In your ministry, you shall recover. Somebody say, I shall recover.
Shall recover.
Maroke paraba. The devil thought he took away everything from David. It's a joke. I'm telling you, it was a joke. Do you know who you're talking to? You are dealing with David, who was a man of God. David just called a man of God. And said, man of God. You know, an effort was a place where they would inquire from the Lord. Am I talking to somebody here? And when they're doing the effort, they'll take a cloth. Listen to me. They'll take a cloth and hold it. Just stand up, come over here. And you also stand up, come over here. Now bring that cloth. So let me just show you this. All right. Hold it here. So, all right. Drop it down a little bit. Thank you. Now, I want you come over here. Come over here. Come. I want you to kneel down there. So a man of God will come and kneel down. All right? This is Abiathar. So David will come here and kneel down to ask God. The voice that will come from here, it is God talking. You didn't hear me. So now, should we go and recover? Then this is don't go. If the voice will come from here, they will know it's God talking. We are not dealing with an effort here. You are now dealing with a major prophet standing. Sit down. Are you following somebody? Now, an effort, Abiathar is behind. Should we go? Would we pass? Would we win? The man said, pursue, overtake, and recover. And David said, and the Lord said, not Abiathar. It takes a revelation for you to know who's talking to you. This Abiathar was not even a prophet. He was a priest. But David heard the voice of God from a mere priest. He knew this is not a man talking. This is the voice of Yahweh. The Bible in Hebrew verse, it says, and Yahweh said, am I talking to somebody here? And it was Abiathar behind the effort. The moment you are behind the effort, if you speak, It is God talking. Now, can you imagine I'm talking now? Somebody in the house is there watching me now, and they think Major One is preaching to us. Another person is saying, God is saying to us, you will recover all. Whether there is a sickness in your body, you will what? Or they took my things. Or they took what? That whosoever took anything from you, I say you will recover. Oh, not some. Now, let's go into the Bible. Now, the Bible here says, so David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and they came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. In verse 11, and they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat. They made him drink water. In verse 12, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters, and raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drank any water, 3 days and three nights. In verse 13, and David said unto him, to whom belongeth thou, and where art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because 3 days gone I felt sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with the fire. Now, the boy is explaining about how they burned the town where King David was, how they captured everything of King David. Are you following? Now, and David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou will not kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I'll bring thee down to this company. Are you following? Now it says, and when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing. The people who captured his camp, the Amalekites, go to NKJV. Because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. 17, then David attacked them from twilight until evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all. Come on, David did what? That the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. 19, and nothing of theirs was lacking. Come on. Nothing of theirs was what? Either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David
recovered all.
Recovered all. Now, my teaching may start now. The first thing we want to look at is you. What causes loss? What causes loss in a person's life? Now, number one, what can cause a person to lose things or to lose, to have a loss? Is number one, location. Somebody say location. Location. Location is very important. The location where David was, he was in the wrong place. Remember, even the people who captured his camp were not after him. Were after Philistines. But he was in Philistine. So they attacked him along. So spiritually, there are most people who are in the wrong locations. Spiritually, there are many people who are. The Bible says, by faith, we are in Christ Jesus. By faith. Meaning, if there is no faith for you to know where you belong, you are not in Christ. There are days when believers actually don't even know they are actually in Christ. There are moments where your mind, when you face a problem or when you face trouble, you face it as you. You forget the location where you belong. That you belong in Christ. Just the moment you move out of that location where you belong spiritually, you find yourself in a wrong location. And this place, you can lose things. It's a location. Number two, covenants. Covenants. Sometimes the people you relate with, sometimes the partners you find, physically or spiritually, we have people here who come from demonic backgrounds where there are demonic covenants. Remember David. David made a covenant with Achish and eventually made a covenant with the Philistines. Was he supposed to do that? That covenant was wrong. And we have people today who knowingly or unknowingly are actually involved or are participating into covenants, whether you know them or not. But there could be a covenant somewhere. And that was wrong. David was not supposed to make a covenant with the family of Goliath. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. David was not supposed to make what? With the family of what? How on earth would David make a covenant to say, keep me and protect me, and I will fight for you against Israel? So number three, you might find yourself in such predicament if you are fighting against the word of God. Israel, the Bible says, whosoever shall fight you, I shall fight them. Now David finds himself fighting Israel, joining the people of Philistines to fight Israel. As he was trying to fight them, God raised Amalekites to fight his camp. Because God said, if you fight Israel, I'll fight you. Now, am I talking to somebody here? This is why the devil, lately, he's raising so many people in churches to fight men of God. It is a danger. I'm telling you. It is a serious danger. You cannot fight the church. You cannot fight the anointed. You cannot fight Israel. You cannot fight the word of God. If the word of God speaks to you, don't resist it. If God speaks to you, don't resist him. Say after me, help me, God. Any covenant in my life, any covenant in my family, let it be broken now. Now say louder, say every covenant in my family,
in my family,
in my life,
in my life,
be broken now.
Be broken now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So I break every covenant.
I break every covenant.
I break every covenant.
I break every covenant.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Say amen. Amen. Are you still here? Or you went home? So location, covenant, and standing against the word of God are the things that caused David to lose whatever he had. So we have believers today. Remember, this is David. David is a picture of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ. You must know that. This is David. In fact, when Jesus is born, he will not associate himself with Joseph as his father. He will associate himself with David. But this is a man that is passing through loss because of covenants, location, and standing against the word. Who do you think you are that you can't experience these things? The reason why maybe in your family you just lose marriages, you lose marriages, or some of you keep on losing opportunities, and some of you keep on losing, you know, relationships. And I'm not saying only you. I want you to sit down and look around. Maybe there are those things. Even sometimes you're just losing, people are dying. Sometimes you are losing your health. Everyone is getting sick. Sometimes you are losing opportunities. Your brother lost money, you lose money, your father lost money. Everybody is losing things. You must ask yourself a question to say, what is going on here? There could be maybe some covenants that you don't know. Am I talking to you? There could be some covenants that you don't know. If you continue reading the Bible, David had to break the covenant. Am I speaking to you? There could be some covenants. There could be some issues to do with your location, where you are. Spiritually, maybe you have fallen. Maybe your faith is not as strong as supposed to be. So spiritually, you are at a wrong location. And you are losing things because there's no faith. Or sometimes your prayer life is going down. And you keep on losing things. But the good news is, after losing them, there is an effort. There is the voice of God behind the curtain that is standing in front of you today. And it is saying, whatever you lost, don't worry. Pursue, you will overtake, and you're going to recover. Am I talking to somebody here? Now raise up a hand and say, in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Every covenant in my life.
Every covenant in my life.
Whether I know it or I don't know it.
Whether I know it or I don't know it.
I break it now.
I break it now.
Say amen.
Amen.
Are you here? Now raise up your right hand again. Say every location.
Every location.
Every location.
Every location.
That I'm not supposed to be.
That I'm not supposed to be.
Spiritually.
Spiritually.
I come out.
I come out.
I walk out.
I walk out.
In the name of Jesus.
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 And I choose.
And I choose.
To stand by the word of God.
To stand by the word of God.
Not against the word.
Not against the word.
To stand by the word.
To stand by the word.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen. Now let me finish with these words. So number one, I've told you, check spiritually. There could be covenants. There could be wrong location or against the word. You will lose things. Now, to recover, number one, you need to believe in the servant of God's voice. Number two, you need to believe in the ways of God, even if they seem not to make sense. As David, as strong as he was, one would think God would send angels to come. And they said, David, we have come with the swords to help you pursue them and kill them. But God used a sick man of Egypt. You hear me? This sick man was about to die of hunger. And he was a sick man. But David, he said, take this man and take care of him. Sometimes we think our divine helpers will be better than us. As I'm talking now, some of you are thinking, maybe I'll get a connection. You think great people to come along your way. God may send useless people. Imagine what they found was not a strong man, a weak man who was abandoned. And David says, I want to abandon him. Give him food. For 3 days, taking care of him. And David said, please help us. And it is this man that helped them to recover everything. The ways of God are not your ways. After this message tonight, some of you are going to meet a person who will connect you to what you never thought you can actually get it. Do not play around with how God works. I'm telling you, don't play around. Somebody will just come to you. Even these people, they won't be the one fighting for you, or they won't be the ones giving you contracts. but they can connect you. Now, tell your neighbor, an angel is coming to your direction. He will come in the form of a woman.
He will come in the form of a woman.
He will come in the form of a man.
He will come in the form of a man.
It says, be very careful.
To be very careful.
Saying, the season we are in,
the season that we are in,
someone will come to rescue you.
Someone will come to rescue.
God will use somebody you never thought about.
God will use someone you never thought.
Tell your neighbor again, God will send somebody you never thought about.
God will send someone you never thought about.
Put your hands for the Lord if you can. Put your hands. 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 Now, as we are recovering, what do we recover? The Bible says the family, all their money, the spoil, whatever was taken was what? Recovered. But there is something even beyond that. The word of God says what? I shall restore to you all the wasted years. The Bible says, I shall restore all. Come on. I shall restore. The Bible says in the book of Joel 2:25, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Ladies and gentlemen, locusts are demons. Whatever you are supposed to be, and all these years, the devil were eating every opportunity around you. The Bible doesn't say, I will restore to you the things you lost. But all those years that you lost shall be restored.